pep talk. Nor can foot feel being shod, Gerard Manley Hopkins. I know what it feels like to give up, to say that's it, fuck it, I quit. No one over 30 can stand blowhard braggarts like William Ernest Henley, who bellowed, "It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." But who lost his 11-year-old daughter and died of tuberculosis at 53. No, give me unromantics like Philip Larkin, who work all day and get half drunk at night, who lie in bed in the morning, squandering precious existence, dreading death, contemplating what it will be like not to be anywhere, and soon, nothing more terrible, nothing more true. Or tortured souls like Gerard Manley Hopkins, who pitch past pitch of grief, birthed dissonant poems that screech like talons scratching across blackboard slate. That's right, Brazil. Down by 7, quit playing defense. Get the goddamn thing over. Drive past the favelas to your sturdy houses afterwards. Get into your beds. Pull the covers up over your heads. And with a flashlight, read, "Terrence, this is stupid stuff." Therefore, since the world has still much good, but much less good than ill, and while the sun and moon endure, luck's a chance, but trouble's sure, I'd face it as a wise man would, and train for ill and not for good. 'Tis true the stuff I bring for sale is not so brisk a brew as ale. Out of a stem that scored the hand, I wrung it in a weary land. But take it. If its smack is sour, the better for the embittered hour. It should do good to heart and head when your soul is in my soul's stead. And I will friend you, if I may, in the dark and cloudy day. Amen.